History, fact, or fiction?
Fact or fiction.
Do you guys are going to compete? And TJ, of course, you guys are going to compete for fabulous prizes. We're going to go about that in a minute.
Cool.
So the rules are simple. I'll ask you both about an historical event or person, and you have two choices.
All right.
Is it a fact or is it fiction?
Right, I see. Gotcha.
The player with the most points wins. We'll play two rounds, a bonus game, and a final question.
All right.
Each answer, and as otherwise noted, is worth just 1 point.
1 point. And you're going to keep score?
Yeah, I have a thing open right now, keeping score.
Okay.
All right, now it's pretty easy. 0-0, so I can figure that one out.
I think I should be given like a 10-point lead.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. 10-point deficit, maybe, because you're going to cheat your way through this.
Hey, look, you can see my hands. That's why I'm on camera, so yeah, I can't cheat. I'll put my hands right here.
All right, you better.
Keep your hands up.
So there's a couple twists in the game.
I noticed that Paul don't have to have his hands up. Like, he's so
trustworthy.
Because
I'm not a cheating fuck.
Yes. Whoa, what happened? Oh, I vanished. Okay, sorry. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. What a coincidence. Oh, shit. Well, that's actually a question. I disappeared, guys. But the answer is false. So there's a few twists in the games.
Yeah.
In the game, excuse me. You have in each round, two times, you can switch your opponent's answer. Of course, there's another stipulation here. This can only be used by one player per question. So you can't switch your question back to your original answer.
Okay. So what would you just say? Like, I'm switching his answer.
Yeah, so you can say I'm electing to switch Paul's answer because I'm not going to read the answer. So I'm going to go basically do a final answer kind of thing. So like you both could finally decide, but then Paul could say, okay, hey, you know what? I'm switching TJ.
And we're allowed to do that twice during the course of the game.
Twice per round. So it's two rounds,
and one final question. Are we allowed to do it in the final question?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to get to that too. Right. So for example, if TJ answers fact to question, Paul at any point before the answers reveal can switch Jenny's answer to fiction.
Okay.
Or the other way around.
Gotcha.
Once per round, you can use Google to try to figure out the answer, but you're limited to 30 seconds.
Okay.
So you have like your little Google one if you want to try to figure it out.
All right.
In the final bonus round, no help or answer swapping is allowed.
Gotcha.
And it would make sense anyways.
Right.
So bonus points. Throughout the game, there'll be app opportunities to earn bonus points. And of course, no game is complete without a prize. TJ, can you show the two prizes
that
you can select from?
So... here's prize number one of Mega Snacks 50 count variety care package gift box.
Hell yeah.
For college students, military worker home. This thing has got all kinds of stuff. This has got fucking Oreo minis in it. It's got goldfish. It's got pop chips. It's got fucking Welch's fruit snacks. It's got Famous Amos. This is just a smorgasbord of good shit.
Over 3 pounds of snacks.
Pringles and Skittles.
The other one is you can get this this pack of beef jerky.
Ooh!
So you got all kinds of different little beef jerky. You got venison steak beef jerky. You got some little crispy cuts. The different, mostly beef jerkies, but there's a few other non-jerky things in there too.
And by the way, if this is a patron's episode, we haven't put terms if it's patrons or public, but whoever it is, two lucky fans will also win this pack for the best answer or best comment or whatever that I see fit.
So Scotty will randomly select someone with a good comment.
Oh, it's not gonna be totally random. It might be if you want to flatter me, if you want to flatter us, you want to suck our dicks or whatever you want to do, you want that prize. This can be yours as well. And all you have to do is watch and be a fat ass.
Gotcha.
You don't even answer any trivia questions. So there
Sweet.
You go.
Gotcha.
So is everyone clear on the game?
Yes. Feel like I am.
Okay. So we're now gonna start round one.
Round one.
And I have a 30-second timer. So after I read the question, you guys will have 30 seconds. At the end of it, you have to have your final answer selected. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So question one is, the world's first computer programmer was a woman. Fact or fiction?
Do we have to wait the whole 30 seconds? Or like?
Yeah, you can answer whenever you're ready.
Fact.
Yeah, I'm going to go with fact on that one, too.
I'm going to switch Paul's answer.
Go ahead and burn that now, DJ.
TJ burns his first one. It is a fact. Ada Lovelace has been called the world's first computer programmer. What she did was write the world's first machine algorithm for an early computing machine that existed only on paper.
One to nothing, bitch.
So TJ,
I win. I win. The end.
One to nothing, and you had to burn a fucking limited resource to get it. I'm fine with that.
The current score: TJ 1 and Paul 0.
Zero.
And I'm gonna make a note here. TJ used one of his things.
So I did.
TJ. One switch. Okay. On the next question. Now, I made some of these easy, TJ, so even you can answer them.
All right.
Question number two. George Washington chopped down his daddy's cherry tree. Fact or fiction?
Fiction. I'm going to reverse Paul's answer because he's doing fact.
Yeah, I'm reversing TJ's answer, too.
No, you can't.
And I'm saying fact. There you go.
Nope.
Of course, yep. You both end up being wrong. And this is fiction.
No, he switched my answer. I said fact. Answer?
You nope. said fact?
No, yeah. He was going to say fiction.
You don't get to say what I was going to say.
I know what you're going to say. I know exactly what you're going
to
say.
You switched my answer to fiction. Thanks for the point, bitch.
No. Nope.
And thanks for your last one this round.
No. Nope. You can't preempt my shit.
Go back and look at the tape. I never said fiction.
Yeah, but you were thinking it.
I said fact.
I knew what you were thinking. Fact. I knew what you were thinking. All right, well, I withdraw then.
No, you don't get to withdraw.
I withdraw my switch.
Shame.
I withdraw my switch.
Too late, bitch.
All right, I'll tell you what. Next time, we're going to lock in answers before we do the switch. So, Cheetah, you can keep your thing, but you guys can both answer. So, no switch this round, just to make it simpler. So, what are you guys' answers?
It's fiction. We already know.
Okay, so you both get a point. Fiction.
He shouldn't get that point, though.
One of the most famous American legends is that George Washington, as a six-year-old boy, chopped down his father's cherry tree. When asked about it, so the story goes, he said with the utmost virtue, "I cannot tell a lie.
Father, I cannot tell a lie.
I did cut it with my hatchet." This event never happened. It was invented by early Washington biographer Mason Locke Weems to illustrate the remarkable virtues of the remarkable man. Washington was a legend in his time, and books and stories by Weems sold like hotcakes.
Let's lie and say he couldn't lie.
Yeah, so basically they lied about lying.
Yes.
A point for Paul and a point for TJ.
Should be one. It should just be for me. But okay.
Should be 1-1.
I already see the bullshit coming.
What the fuck? All right, hold on.
So question, TJ and Paul, if you guys are ready. And I'm going to reset my timer here. Hitler created the Autobahn. Fact or fiction?
Hitler created the Autobahn.
15 seconds.
I'm going to say fact.
Fact.
And pause. So fact, final answer?
Yeah.
Final answer.
Fiction.
Damn.
Germany is famous for beer, engineering, Hitler, and the Autobahn. Hitler had no connection with beer or the Autobahn. He was not an engineer. He was a teetotaler who didn't create Germany's federal motorway. Hitler could not have seen the Autobahn since it was already in existence in 1931, 2 years before he became chancellor.
We all know Hitler made the Autobahn.
Hitler's rise to power and the development of the Autobahn did happen almost the same time, but they occurred in the wrong order for Hitler to take any credit. So unfortunately, you guys were fooled by that one.
I think Hitler did it. I think you're wrong. I think your research was shoddy on this one.
You're still not being awarded any points.
Damn.
So the score remains TJ 2 and Paul 1.
All right.
Question number 4. Albert Einstein was offered the presidency of Israel. Fact or fiction?
Sounds fake. So I'm going to say it's real. Fact.
What was the question again? He was offered it or he was awarded it?
Albert Einstein was offered the presidency of Israel. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to say fact.
So you're at what final answer? Fact?
Final answer's fact.
TJ, final answer fact?
Same.
You guys are both correct. Fact. On November 17th, 1952, following the death of Israel's first president, Chaim Weizmann, he declined, saying he lacked the, quote, natural aptitude and the experience to deal properly with the people to do the job. You guys are both awarded a point.
Q.
So now the score is Paul 2, TJ 3.
Yeah.
Question number 5. Women couldn't submit a credit application at a bank without a man until 1974 in the United States. Fact or fiction? Paul takes a long sip of his Abita.
I'm going to say fiction.
I am going to I'm going to burn my Google.
All right. Paul has his Google. TJ is locked in for fiction. Okay. So, Paul, the timer's not going, but I'm just going to allow you to keep going with it because whatever. I pretty much know when 30 seconds will be up.
Okay.
All right, Paul.
What did you say there, TJ? You said fiction?
I said fiction.
I'm going to say fact,
Okay. Paul's time is up, is up anyways. And this is a fact. Damn. From 1974, when the Equal Credit Opportunity Act.
I want to reverse Paul's answer.
Too late.
Banks required single, widowed, or divorced women to bring a man to co-sign any credit application they submitted, regardless of how much money they made, according to The Guardian. Even worse, they could discount the value of a woman's income, quote, when considering how much credit to grant by as much as 50%.
See, it sounded real, which is why I thought it must be fake, because I thought it was one of these fake-out questions.
But... So now the score is tied 3-3.
Boo.
That's right.
Paul's cheating his ass off over there.
I'm getting that jerky, bitch.
Deep fat fried. Deep fat fried. Deep fat fried. Deep fat fried.